Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into what's hot in tech this week. First up, we've got the OpenWRT1, the first router specifically built for open source firmware. This is a big deal for network geeks who've been hacking consumer routers for years. Finally, we've got hardware that's designed from the ground up for freedom and customization. No more fighting with lockdown firmware or worrying about bricking your device. If you're into network tinkering or just value control over your hardware, you'll want to check this out. The full specs and ordering info are available at the link on our site. Moving on to some serious hardware news, Canon has shipped its first nanoprint lithography machine. This is potentially huge for the semiconductor industry. ASML has had a stranglehold on advanced lithography tech for years, and their machines are a major bottleneck in chip production. Canon entering the game could shake things up. We're talking about the machines that print the tiniest features on cutting-edge chips. It's too early to say if Canon can truly compete with ASML's tech, but even having another player in the market could help ease supply chain issues and maybe even bring costs down a bit. Definitely one to watch if you're into semiconductor tech or just care about the future of computing hardware. Now let's get a bit philosophical for a moment. There's an interesting article making the rounds about how none of us really know how to build software. We're all just winging it. And you know what? There's a lot of truth to that. Think about it. How many times have you started a project feeling confident, only to run into unexpected challenges that make you question everything you thought you knew? The article dives into this idea of confident incompetence and how it relates to software development. It's a great read if you want to feel a little better about those moments of imposter syndrome we all face. The author argues that this overconfidence isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it might be essential for tackling complex problems. If we truly understood how difficult some tasks were, we might never start them. There's a fine line between healthy confidence and dangerous overconfidence, and finding that balance is key to growing as a developer. This ties into a broader discussion about the nature of software development. We're constantly working with abstractions, building on layers of code and systems that we don't fully understand. Even the most experienced among us are often relying on intuition, pattern recognition, and a willingness to dive in and figure things out as we go. It's a humbling realization, but also an exciting one. It means there's always more to learn, always room for improvement. So, next time you're stuck on a problem or feeling overwhelmed by a new technology, remember, you're not alone. We're all figuring this out as we go. The key is to stay curious, keep learning, and not be afraid to admit when you don't know something. That's how we grow as developers and push the boundaries of what's possible in tech. The full article is linked on our site, and it's definitely worth a read. It might change how you think about your own skills and approach to problem solving. And who knows, it might even make you a better developer in the long run. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.